Good evening, everybody. I'm Rob Menaker, and this is 94.7 WAAA Sports Talk Radio, and you're listening to Bobby Ball. Tonight, one of the topics that I'd like to discuss is how the Commissioner of Baseball, the Union, and the players ruined baseball for me. As a kid, there was nothing more exciting than the baseball season. I loved the preseason, the regular season, and the playoffs, even though the Mets hardly made the playoffs. When the Mets, Jets, and Knicks won the championships in the 1969-1970 seasons, it was the greatest time to be a sports fan in New York. I felt great. I know it sounds silly, but as a sports fan, you identify with your team so much. Then they all win. I can't even describe the feeling. It was as good as sex. Maybe better. When I was a kid, I used to get the sporting news. There wasn't ESPN, the MLB, or the NFL Network. There wasn't Sports Talk Radio. I used to study the stats, read about the teams, the rookies, and the minor league teams. At least half of the games weren't televised. I used to fall asleep listening to the Met announcers, Lindsey Nelson, Bob Murphy, Ralph Kiner. I used to listen to a show that Howard Cosell did. It was called Approach the Coach. He would tell odd stories about sports figures or sports teams that you wouldn't hear from anybody else. Players had to have jobs during the offseason. They didn't make enough money during the regular season. There was a player, Richie Hebner, who played for the Pirates and finished up with the Mets. He was a third baseman. He was a gravedigger during the offseason. It was the family business, so he took it up just to make money. Then free agency was born. Kurt Flood. He sacrificed his career. He didn't want to be traded from the Cardinals to the Phillies, so he fought for free agency. Then Pete Rose was the first $1 million ball player. Then Dave Winfield was the first $2 million ball player. Marvin Miller was the head of the union. He was smart and tough. Now we have Donald Fear and Gene Orza. When baseball started to decline, everybody got concerned. Then there was the home run chase with Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa, and then the accusations of steroids. Then Barry Bonds beat Stem and more conversation of steroids. Now we have A-Rod and 103 players. You don't think it was roid rage when Clemens threw the bat at Piazza? Come on. The steroid era is what we're in with Tejada, Palmeiro, Ivan Rodriguez. The question isn't who did it. The question is who didn't do it. You know, every player has to outdo the other player. How many wins? How many strikeouts? How many saves? How many hits? How many home runs? How many RBIs? And the contracts get bigger and bigger. You go to the stadium, the t-shirts are $35, the jerseys are $75 to $100, hats are $36, hot dogs are $5, beers are $8, parking is $20. How about the stadiums? How about the ticket pricings? Bud Selig knew exactly what was going on in the 90s, and he looked the other way. The owners, the general managers, the managers, they knew. Tom Hicks, the owner of the Rangers, says that A-Rod owes him an apology. Tom, I think you got it backwards. You owe everybody an apology. You're going to tell me that you didn't know that half your team was on steroids? You had A-Rod, I-Rod, Juan Gonzalez, Palmeiro. The unions look the other way, and the contracts get bigger and bigger. The players don't respect themselves. The players are fake. The stats are fake. The prices are real, and that's unfair. When I discuss this with my son, he tells me, well, it depends on what the circumstances were when they were taking steroids, depending on what the penalty should be. Are you kidding me? Cheating is cheating. My son plays a lot of high school and rec sports. I had a conversation with him to make sure that he never takes anything from anyone. No pills, no liquids, no drinks, nothing. 500,000 high school athletes tested positive for steroids last year, and a third of them were girls. This is what pro sports is teaching the youth of America now. When I was a kid, it was try hard and maybe you'll succeed. Now it's take steroids and maybe you could make millions. Or if not, maybe you can just keep up with others. Not only have the commissioner, the union, and the players ruined baseball, but they're ruining the youth of America. Bud, you should be ashamed of yourself. Not only have you ruined baseball, not only have you let the fans down, but you're ruining America. This should be a crime. I think nothing will change until one major franchise goes bankrupt and then we have to start things over. But by then it'll be too late. I hope there will be a strike in 2 years in baseball. Maybe things will change. With the world and our economy the way that it is now, maybe it's time to roll things back to a younger and more innocent time when players were believable and everything was more reasonable. I say fire, Bud. Don Fee is stepping down, but the person taking his place will keep things going the way it is. When is it enough? This is Rob Menaker on 94.7 WAAA. After we come back, I'll take your calls.